Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am so flustered this morning. However, I am excited to be on the broadcast with you this morning. We are coming on later during the day today, just for today, and also for a shorter time. And on top of all of that, I accidentally erased all my audio and everything. So, listen, send me some positive light and energy, and we're just going to have a magnificent day. So as a matter of fact, the song that I just played is the theme song for the Vision Weekend Conference. For those of you who has been following the conference, you notice that our logo is an eagle. And Rising an Eagle's Wings is the theme song for the conference. So you're going to be hearing it blasting all over Times Square on March the 23rd through the 22nd. So I have an honored guest on this morning. This is someone who you're going to be hearing a lot from during the months ahead, because I'm honored to say that Super Fast Link Building has become one of our sponsors for our radio show. So we are super excited about that. And today, my guest is the president of Super Fast Link Building and other things he will be able to tell you about. But today he's going to be talking to you or to us about how to set up our social media. And my honored guest today is Mr. Brian Delaney, CEO and president of Superfast Link Building. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning, Daphne. Doing well.
Wonderful, wonderful. I know you and I, we like to talk a lot, and we just have a limited time this morning. So I'm just going to just open the platform for you. I apologize.
Okay.
I accidentally, as you heard me mention, delete all of that. So while you are talking, I'm going to try and find a way to play your commercial. So I now hand the mic over to Mr. Brian Delaney.
Thank you, Daphne. All right, today we're going to talk about social media and specifically as it relates to setting up your social media properly. I see a lot of businesses, a lot of website owners, they don't have their social media set up in a way that works harmoniously together. And that's what we're going to talk about today on this short call. So, let's get started. The first thing that you absolutely must have in place when you start your website is, of course, your website. And your website should be attached to a blog, all right? That blog is for the purpose of posting content that's related to your topic or your niche or your market. Too many times I see website owners not producing enough content. Content is king. It is an absolute necessity online. It's one of the three pieces to the ranking triad. Okay, and I go into a little bit more about that in another call. Blogging is extremely important, and it needs to be connected to your website. Okay, so let's move on to the next piece. And we're going to go and dive into the different social media properties that you can connect into your blog. So, first we have YouTube. All right, you want to make sure you have your YouTube channel. You want to name it something that's relative to your brand. And you want to get it skinned. Okay, and what I mean by that is get someone to design a branded skin, something that drives traffic back to your website, has some calls to action. If you look at youtube.com/Brian Delaney, you'll see that I have a branded skin on that specific YouTube channel. So it's something I want to share with you. All right, next is going to be Twitter, okay? Okay, obviously you want to have a Twitter account. I can go into some of the types of things that you're going to be doing with Twitter, but right now we're just talking about the setup. So once you have your Twitter account, which I'm assuming 99% of you have, you're going to want to skin it as well, okay? You want to represent your brand on Twitter. You want to look professional, and you want to stand out. That's what this is all about. I want you to think about social media as a party. When you go to a party, you generally dress up, okay? You don't dress down. You want to look your best, right? So I want you to treat social media the same way, okay? Do an awesome job. My buddy over at tweetpages.com, that's tweetpages.com. His name is Matt Clark, and he has done so much awesome work for us, for my clients, on designing YouTube backgrounds, doing Twitter backgrounds and fan pages. He does an awesome job, and he's very, very cheap. So let's move on. I'm going to talk about what you can do with Twitter and how you can have your own social media manager in a few moments, but let's just cover some of the other properties that you need to have in the setup stage. Okay, so you need a fan page. You're going to want your own Facebook account. Obviously, I'm sure you have that. And you're going to want to set up a fan page for your business. All right? We'll go into that in a little bit more in detail as well. Google Plus. I'm not sure if you guys are on Google Plus, but Google Plus is in the game now, more relevant than ever. All you have to do is set up a Google Plus account. It's super easy. And what that's going to do is it's just like an update. It's like a feed. Just like Facebook, when you go and do a status update, it's very similar with Google Plus. They've created the same sort of platform for you to post information about you, what you're doing in your life, what's going on in your business, and gives other people the ability to plus it. And basically what the reason why they created their network or their platform is so that they could get better search engine rankings. Okay, so think about it. If everything has a Google Plus on it and more people are plussing something that is in number 5 position on Google versus number 1, well, Google's going to push up that number 5 result over that number 1 result, because over time, Google can track that number 5 is more relevant and people like that more than the number 1. So, huge implications with the Google Plus thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then
Brian?
Last.
Just stick a pin. I want to also remind the callers that they can call in with their questions to you if they have any questions for you. And
absolutely.
I also want to take a brief commercial break.
Site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At superfastlinkbuilding.com, we designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our client sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. Superfastlinkbuilding.com.
Okay, so as I had mentioned at the top of the hour, that this segment is brought to you by Super Fast Link Building, and we have with us live today its CEO and President, Mr. Brian Delaney, and he's talking with us today about how to set up our social media so that we'll have a positive image on there. So I want to encourage you to call in with your question, be succinct, have it all together. And as a matter of fact, neither he nor I did not mention that this is a three-part series that he's doing. So we want you to keep watching to see when part two and three will be on. So thank you, Brian. Back to you.
Absolutely. All right. So where were we? So we are moving into LinkedIn. LinkedIn is the other social media property that's absolutely necessary for your business. And really, you know, it's important to have a LinkedIn account. And in the upcoming series, specifically regarding engaging conversations and strategic growth, I'm going to talk about what you're going to do to grow all of these social media properties, as well as engage other people in conversations. There is new prospects, new leads on those social media properties every single day. You just need to know how to tap into them. So let's talk about a few tools that you can use to sync everything up together. And here's how I like to start this out. So content is king, and you're going to post content to your blog regularly. I would say that if you're going to post content to your blog, what I like to tell my clients is to schedule that out. Decide when you plan on scheduling your content, whether it be once a week, once every 2 weeks, once a month, or if you're a more avid blogger, once a day. So it's really all up to you how much you want to post content. But here's the key, is that when you post content to your blog, it gets syndicated out and goes out to Google+, goes out to LinkedIn, goes out to your fan page, goes out to Twitter, and goes out to a few other properties. So there's tools that you can use. One tool that you can use is called ping.fm, P-I-N-G.fm. It's a tool that you can do one post, and it can go to about 25 different places. So very cool tool. We use it. We don't use all the properties on there. We hand-select the ones that we want to use on there. There's a lot, you know, stuff like MySpace, we're not really interested in using that. But there's a lot of other properties on there that are great.
Mm-hmm.
These are the essential social media pieces, but there are other sites out there that are valuable because they have what's called PageRank, and they have a high authority.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get your content on sites of high authority and get a link back to your site, it's just going to add more value to you.
I have a quick question. As an entrepreneur, we know the professionals say LinkedIn is a must for them, but which would you say is a must for entrepreneurs?
Which social media property?
Yes.
I mean, I would say they're all a must for any business owner or entrepreneur. These are the musts. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and LinkedIn, like those five properties are an absolute must-have.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Continue.
Okay. All right. Now, in the description of this call today, I said that I was going to show you how you can have your own social media manager. Social media managers generally get paid over $1,000 a month, some up to $5,000 a month that I know. And all they do is manage your social media for you. Okay, something you might want to consider. But nonetheless, there are tools that have been developed. One specifically that I'm going to mention is a friend of mine. His name is Gabe. And he developed a plug-in to work with your blog, and it works with Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. So check out this how this tool works. It's pretty awesome. Right now, it's working for Twitter, and it's Facebook and LinkedIn are coming soon, very soon. It's in development, and they're beta testing it right now. But here's what happens. You write a blog post on your blog, naturally, and then you can schedule it in the back end of your site to tweet out about your blog post any time of the day. So let's say you want to select, I want it to go out on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I want it to tweet between the hours of 9 and 11 a.m., and then you have the ability to stick in 100 different tweet messages so that it's never the same. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the same Twitter message to go out the same every time. So you
can
basically split test. Okay, that's what they call in our market, split test headlines. And you can have all these headlines go out. And the cool part about it is you can connect it into a service called Bitly. It's bit.ly. And what that does is that tracks every single person who clicks on your links.
Okay? Mm.
So now you know, you can take, let's say you only want to do 30 different Twitter messages. So you could go create those Twitter messages and send them out and look at it 6 months later and see which message that went out through Twitter performed the best. Very smart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So talk about automation. That's automation at its best. It's basically what a social media manager would do. She would go and Monday, Wednesday, Friday, she would tweet about your blog post to drive traffic back to your blog, and it does it automatically. So very cool tool called Social Traffic Plugin.
Mm-hmm. Brian, we have 12 minutes remaining, so if you would like pick out the high points you want the listeners to hold on to until they come back for part two, that would be a great idea.
Okay. Thanks, Daphne. Okay, so in part two, we're going to talk about strategic growth.
Mm-hmm.
So this call is really about making sure you're set up properly and ready for building and growing your social media following. So in part two, we're going to talk about how to strategically grow Twitter, YouTube, your fan page, Google+, and LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there are strategic ways in which you can grow each one of those social media properties. In fact, most of them have tools and software that you can use to automate the entire process, so that you can just set it up. And
I want to stop you though, because I don't want you to tell them about two yet. I want you to just reinforce what they need to do between now and part two. So when they get back for part two, they are going to be ready to grow and not still and not being set up yet. So I just wanted you to reinforce that, please.
Okay, got it. Yeah. We don't want to go too far into two. Okay, so we want to make sure you're set up. Before we go into that conversation, we want to make sure that you have a website and a blog is associated with your website so you can post content. Two, YouTube. You want to make sure you have a YouTube channel, a Twitter account, a fan page, and a Google Plus account, along with LinkedIn. So those five properties, along with your blog and website, you want to make sure that you have those secured and be working on designing a professional brand presence, as we call it. Okay? So those are the keys. Now, the tools that I want to mention on the call so that you can connect all these things together, I want to give them to you now so that you have them and you're ready to go for our next call. Okay, so I mentioned ping.fm. Okay, that's just to post out messages to all different properties. Next is a tool called Deliver It, DLVR.IT. That's all it is, Deliver It. Okay, so what this is going to do is when you post to your blog, it's going to just automatically post to several other social media properties. Check it out, set up an account. It's really rather easy to set up an account over there with Deliver It, and they have instruction and tutorial videos and all that kind of stuff. When it comes to connecting and syncing those accounts up together. As I mentioned, also, we have the Social Traffic plugin. That's another tool that you're going to want to use to create more automation. Networked Blogs is another tool. It connects with Facebook. So what happens is that every time you do a blog, it's going to take that blog and it's going to post it on networkblogs.com along with Facebook. So you're going to get the benefit of leveraging networked blogs and Facebook at the same time and never have to actually go over to Facebook yourself and post about your blog. It's going to automatically do that for you. Very nice tool. Very, very nice tool. I love that thing. And it gives you the leverage of networked blogs. See, networked blogs is an authority site. And so a lot of times I see with a number of my different websites, when I'm when this happens, my search engine rankings boost.
Mm.
So you've got the added benefit of leveraging SEO, which is absolutely crucial as a business owner. You want to be leveraging as much as you can. And then lastly, I want you to think about, are you capturing leads? You know, are you capturing members or subscribers? There's a tool called Pop-Up Domination. We use it on some of our sites. You can use it in the sidebar of your blog to capture leads. I just ask, just say that you give something away for free of value, some of your best content, in order to add someone, their name and their email to your list. So it's important. That's important. It kind of ties all this together because when you're writing your content for your blog, it's going to go out to all your social media channels. Okay. Once it's synced up properly, it's going to go out to all your different social media channels. And when you have that traffic coming back to your blog, you want to make sure that you're capturing that information because there's nothing more powerful than being able to email your list about a new promotion or email your list about a new blog post that just went live. So that's huge. Setting up and capturing leads is absolutely crucial. I could probably talk about that for a whole hour.
What you mentioned today, is it something that we can all do for ourselves, or we need to have special training in order to do this?
I mean, everyone can do it themselves. It helps to have some consulting, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for years now, and I guess, I've sat in and heard a lot of people talk about different things regarding social media. So it comes naturally and easily for me, but I deal with it every day. So
Right. But that's part of what your company offers, and you take clients on doing that. So although you are here teaching us, that's a service that we can engage you for.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So you are down. You have about 4 minutes remaining.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that pretty much wraps us up. Remember that setting up your platform, let's call it, setting up your platform is absolutely essential. If anyone has any questions, feel free to reach out to me.
You can give your number because we pay your commercial, but that's just your website. So you can go ahead and give numbers how people can reach you, Brian.
Sure. You guys can call me. My number is 484-798-9861. Welcome to have a conversation about setting up your social media or social media in general. Absolutely.
All right. And is that your closing thoughts? Do you have anything else?
Well, closing thoughts would be to stand out. That's the biggest thing that I can say is stand out. 2012 is a year to differentiate yourself from all the, you know, smoke that's going on out there.
That's right.
In the online marketing world, you just have to stand out and be professional.
That's right. And that's the bottom line. And I know one of the ways that we are going to be able to stand out is by collaborating with people who are already standing out, because we are in a time now where so much is available to us and we don't have to go out there and reinvent the wheel. We can just collaborate with people and get these things done. And that's one of the reasons why we are excited to be working with Superfast Link Building, because you guys, you are not just puffing a smoke. You guys know what you are doing, and you are helping us to shorten the learning curve. So I am so honored, and I can't wait to hear part two and part three and all the other things that you have, Brian, to help us to stand out. So I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to invest in us here on the A New Day Show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Daphne.
It was a pleasure. It is a pleasure, Brian. So again, I thank you. I know you're not accustomed to be hearing us on for this shorter time, but that's all I have for you today. And that is a lot. I know that you got enough information to go and set up and keep watching to see when Mr. Delaney is going to be back on with part two. This is some great, great information that he passed on to you this morning. And I'm encouraging you to visit us at www.daphneclarkhudson.com. for the Vision Weekend Conference. And again, I want to play for you the theme song for that conference. I am really technically challenged this morning. I am technically challenged this morning. Ha. Well, I don't know that we're going to be playing it for you. We are trying, but nothing is happening here. So, we are so out of it this morning for different reasons. I'm thankful that Brian came on and we had such a good time with that. So, again, I think we have his commercial. Why don't we just go ahead and play that? Again, if we have that, we are just not doing too hot technically this morning. So, we are not doing too well this morning here with our technology. So, I have to spend the rest of the week getting all my stuff back uploaded. And so if I have any volunteers out there who want to help me, just send me an email and let me know that. Because we are just not doing too well technically today. So I'll see you again. Mm-hmm.